Work smarter, not harder. Ever heard this one? It's a shortcut to efficiency that sounds almost too good to be true. After all, working hard is unavoidably a big ask of dedication, time, and substantial effort. Being able to skip or bypass such a large investment of energy is an attractive idea. At the same time, our conscience correctly warns us to not trust easy-sounding shortcuts so blindly. Let's take a step back and look at this philosophy from a different perspective. When putting together a project, deciding what to spend your limited time on is a critically important part of the process. The guiding power of minimalism is a great friend to have when making these decisions. Firm, confident choices of elimination early on means less micro-level decision-making down the line. With less clutter laying about, your mind will naturally be drawn to the few elements that you have kept around and, in search of stimulation, use them to the fullest. There will almost certainly be fewer issues, fewer interruptions, and a whole lot less energy spent in the end if you favor minimalism in your approach. But where does the smart part come in? Well, I would argue that it's quite hard to put smart approaches into actual practice without a healthy dose of confidence and taking initiative. Indeed, it is often the case that smart, forward-thinking ideas bounce around in our heads privately. While we work needlessly hard on tasks because we are too concerned to actually implement our improvements, within this notion lies a bold choice one can already get started with to change things for the better. Question the direction you're taking if your project has the texture of a chore, and the work feels demanding to the point of exhaustion. Working smarter and not harder starts with working confidently. It turns out minimalism isn't just about working with fewer elements, it's about making strong, confident decisions about those elements in the first place. Making an effort to replace the repetition of yet another inefficient task with the repetition of always injecting confidence into one's choices from the start is quite the little switch from working hard into working smart.